Next item is Derek Carpinelli, number 18-1630. Ms. Rachel Peabody.
Okay, the next two projects are going to take place in the city of Chesapeake, where you will be acting as the wetlands board because the city has rescinded the wetlands ordinance. And the first project is Mr. Derek Carpinelli, who's requesting authorization to construct approximately 103 linear feet of bulkhead, 10 feet of riprap revetment, and 98 linear feet of Fleximat stabilization, and to install a 48-foot by 6-foot wide open pile commercial pier with a 10-foot by 80-foot floating dock. Along the Elizabeth River at 136 Battlefield Boulevard in Chesapeake. To orient you, this project takes place on what is the original bed of the Elizabeth River, just north of the Intercoastal Canal. Here's Battlefield Boulevard and Great Bridge Lock Park. And so again, you can see Battlefield Boulevard, Lock Road, and the existing structure, which was previously Kelly's Restaurant. And again, the existing structure, I think this was an aerial from about 2 years ago. Mr. Carpinelli purchased this restaurant and is rehabbing it to open a new restaurant actually relatively soon. And the existing shoreline is a riprap revetment that was looks like it was built in about the 1960s, the mid-60s. It's a random concrete rubble shoreline. It does not have any filter fabric underneath it. There are salt bushes growing in between the rubble, but not a healthy living shoreline along this reach here. So here is a drone shot. And currently the building is at some places up to 3 feet away from the existing shoreline. Mr. Carpinelli has found that there are some stabilization issues associated with the shoreline being so close. And a structural engineer came to the site and made a report that because of stormwater runoff, the shoreline is now at a negative tilt towards the water. So this area here, which is the kind of outdoor sitting area, has some stabilization issues. So what Mr. Carpinelli would like to do is to construct a, he would like to backfill this area here to get the grade so that it's appropriate for stabilizing the building and hold that fill with a bulkhead. In the rest of the property that is not experiencing structural issues, he's proposing to do a Fleximat stabilization system. And I'll show you what a Fleximat system is because we haven't seen that in front of this board yet. But so here are the drawings. This area is where the wall is where the building is. The dark line is the wall that he is proposing. And then the Fleximat stabilization system with plantings is along the parking lot. A few key things to note, there is a large electric transmission system here to the right of the parking lot, and all of the major electric lines from the transmission system run right behind the shoreline into the building here. So that has made it difficult for them to move and reduce some encroachment here. Once they excavate, they may hit those electric lines. So here is a picture standing on the pier looking out towards the waterway. This is the existing shoreline. You can see some of these salt bushes that have grown, some in the Wetlands Board jurisdiction, some not. And what they're proposing to do is to place that wall right along the existing toe of that structure and to backfill here. And then here is a cross-section. And then the rest, they're doing the stabilization mat. So Fleximat system is a concrete system that's rolled out in large mats. And inside those mats, you can plant, there's cells that you can plant vegetation. So this is a structure that was previously permitted about 2 years ago in Suffolk. This is at Decoys. And this wasn't manually planted, but this was seeded, and this was about 4 weeks after it was seeded. So you can see here that it's kind of a hybrid way to stabilize a shoreline and also introduce native vegetation to the area. So if you drive over Bennett's Creek now, you can take a look, and you really can't see that hardened shoreline. So this project is going to result in a loss of non-vegetated wetlands, about 810 square feet. There will be a loss of 195 square feet of vegetated wetlands. They are going to use 280 square feet of submerged lands to build the Fleximat shoreline stabilization, but they are going to incorporate 830 square feet of planting through that Fleximat. And a few bullet points of our summary and the recommendations. A living shoreline design was explored considerably. We've had quite a few site visits on this project, a lot of bouncing ideas back and forth. The problem with a living shoreline directly in front of the building is it would not result in stabilizing that building. And it would also, in order to get the 10-to-1 slope that's needed for a living shoreline, they would have to encroach considerably into the waterway and still would not achieve stabilization of the building. The applicant did provide a structural engineering report that corroborates the need for a bulkhead around the building that was requested by staff. And the applicant has amended his original design. Originally, at the first site visit, a bulkhead across the entire shoreline was proposed. So after discussions, they amended that to incorporate the Fleximat system with the native plantings, where the bulkhead was not structurally necessary. And then the proposed pier is consistent with VMRC's marina guidelines, so that's the area in the submerged lands. That is just to be used for patrons that would like to visit the restaurant by boat. So for a final recommendation, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1200 and 1302 of the Code of Virginia, and our mitigation and compensation policy, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, contingent upon receipt of the purchase of 195 tidal vegetated wetland credits from the New Mill Creek Mitigation Bank, and a royalty of $1,088 for the encroachment of the proposed pier over 1,088 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at $1 per square foot. I'm here to answer questions. The applicant and the agent and designer are here as well.
Okay. Any questions of Ms. Peabody? Ms. Everett?
The picture you showed of Decoys and stuff, like, just to understand kind of what is done in other circumstances, was that Peyton's probably?
This was actually, this is above the elevation of Peyton's, and this was just a stabilization mix, so it wasn't actually a wetland mix that was planted here.
Okay, so just to go further to understand how these typically work, is it beyond turf? I mean, it's just difficult to see the picture.
Yeah,
did vegetation actually take and work well there?
So Fleximat system is something we've been seeing more of in the last 2 or 3 years. We've been getting quite a few permitted. Not as many have been built yet. We are finding that they're better on higher elevation marshes, which is what they're proposing here. Lower elevation marshes with lots of tidal inundation don't seem to be as happy there.
A lot of siltation and things that go on.
A lot of higher energy for those plants to hold on to. However, and the Fleximat system is very flexible, as in design. You can actually take those cells out, and you can remove some cells if you want to plant bigger plants. You can also wrap them around trees, things of that sort. So part of this permit, they have a 2-year monitoring period that they've incorporated into their plan, and that's going to be on the permit drawings, and they will be held liable for those. So through that 2-year process, if we come by and we're seeing that those plants are tanking, we can go ahead and recommend some additional, either different plants, removing some of the cells, things of that sort, to make sure that they're doing well.
Ms. Everett, absolutely.
And the 830 square feet of planting, that is that flex mat, and it's seed or actual?
These are going to be hand planted, and I'll have the agent talk about that. And 830 square feet. There's actually going to be more that's planted, but we only consider 30% of the entire structure for planting as a way to be more conservative when we're giving planting credits towards people to people. So the entire structure will be planted, but right now we're only saying 30. We're only giving them 30% of that.
Further questions? Great job. Thank you. Applicant present or represented? Good day, sir.
Good day.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony should give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Do you state your name for the record, please?
My name is Richard Calvert. I'm with Calvert Marine. I'm the agent for this project for Mr. Carpinelli. I want to thank Rachel for such a thorough presentation. She did go through quite a bit of the design that we went through. We did actually start with the Vims tree and look at this project with the owner. We've been working on this project. It'll be a year this month. So we met with staff on two different occasions. They did recommend, can we scale back this bulkhead a little bit? We were really concerned with the area behind the building, but we talked to our engineers and found that it would be feasible to split this up and try and get some planting in this area as well. We chose the Fleximat because we like the fact that as soon as it's thrown down, it stabilizes the bank, and it gives the plants an opportunity to grow in and offer more stabilization. Sometimes when you do planting and you have a storm event, you lose everything, and this is an alternative to that. Plus, we kind of like that the fact that it will spread throughout where you start to plant. The open area is only 30%, and it will be hand-planted. Now, since this is a little bit different area than what we're used to doing, we consulted with the Elizabeth River Project and had their plant experts meet me on site, and they gave us a plant list that they used across the street at the Victory Center because the water behind this property has tannic acid in it, and we had to alter some of the wetlands a little bit. And the owner also wanted to come up with a more vibrant wetland mix up along the upland area, something more ornamental. So we've introduced a pretty nice planting plan that gives them some flexibility to do some different stuff, but we still put the Spartina alterniflora at the bottom and the patents as per the recommendations of them. One thing I would like to note is that we did move it out farther than what we're typically used to, and I would like to explain that. That Dominion Power easement is right on the edge of the property line, and it's 25 feet deep. And I just don't like gigging around Virginia Power easements. So that's one of the reasons why we moved that out. The second reason is we kind of need a little bit of room to get our pile driving equipment behind the building as well. And we wanted to avoid as much of that concrete debris as possible. But we have moved that revetment back as well. The last thing I would like to address, the last revision we did have almost cut our impacts in two. We've continually modified our design whenever we get a report in or a recommendation from one of the agencies that proves to be a good idea and feasible for our project. We don't mind cooperating with staff or any of the agencies that were involved on this one. I would like to address a couple of things on BIM's recommendations before I go. They ask if we could provide an area up by the western corner where our return wall is, if we could soften that edge with a revetment. We looked at that with staff, with BMRC staff, and there's wetlands up in that corner, and anything that we did to modify would just impact more vegetated wetland. So we just kind of opted to stay with the design we had and move forward with that. There's also a question about going out with the Fleximat a little bit into the area. So we looked at, we brought it back in to align it with the channel more as per VIM's recommendations. So what you see is an ever-changing design that we've just continually modified, and I think we've come up with a really good project that we're proud of, and I think it'll serve the project very well for the owner and for the agency. If you have any questions about the construction at this time, I'd be more than happy to answer your questions.
Questions, Mr. Calvert? Well, they're thinking I have one. Structural engineering design or structural engineering report.
Yes,
for the
sir.
Record, what did it say?
It said that the stabilization is necessary that a bulkhead provides. The riprap revetment, they will move a little bit over time, and we have exposed footings underneath that building that need to be shored up, and the only way to be substantially shored up and stabilized is to have a bulkhead. So we moved forward with his recommendation. We also have a civil engineer that's on the project with us that's actually doing the stamping of the drawings. So we've consulted with both of them, and they both agree that this is necessary.
Further questions?
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you, staff.
I'll have two more questions for you.
Yes, sir.
After I finish up. Just make sure. Anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Mr. Calvert, seeing none. Mr. Calvert, any other questions come forth? Do you agree to the 195 title? You can come forward on the record. Do you consent to the purchase of 195 title vegetated wetlands credits as contained and the $1,088 royalty for the pier?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Further questions? That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Minor.
I move that we approve staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Who is that, Mr. France? Motion second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Calvert. Thank you, Rachel. Good job.